Magny now pulls his man down. The referee says no. Yeah. The linesman on the far side had signaled for a free kick. Referee says no. Featherstone trying to get forward. Falls now for Thomas. He might be able to try and get a shot away here. He's on his right foot. He feeds it through for Alessandra. Alessandra's there on the right side of the penalty box. Oh, back to Thomas. It's a penalty shoot.
Yes, give it.
Yes, it is.
Give it.
Thomas got there first. Went down under the challenge. Pools have a penalty on 26 minutes here. And Billy Painter has the chance to open his account for the campaign.
Brilliant. Again, good player in and around the box. They'll probably be livid, mate, because the linesman's give it. You know, signal for a free kick, rest for your play on, but we'll take it. But again, like I say, once Thomas, I think it was Thomas who got brought down, man, once he gets in and around there, you don't touch him.
Well, we thought he might be the key player this season. Billy Painter was one of the key players last season. He told me this week, Billy, that he wants to surpass what he's achieved last season. He wants to score more goals. He's wearing the skipper's armband proudly again. He scored the first goal of last season into the net in which he's aiming now. Can he repeat the trick this time around? Painter strides up.
Yes.
And he scores! It's 1-1 here. Colchester's early goal is cancelled out by the skipper. He started last season on fire. And he's on his score sheet again this afternoon on the opening day. Was there ever a doubt, Brian?
No, not for me, mate. Like I say, Nathan Thomas got the ball in and around the plate. A quick one, too. Once he gets in there, he's untouchable, you know what I mean? So, yeah, to be fair, it's what we deserve, you know what I mean? We were just lacking that little bit of end product, you know, been getting in and around the box. But fully deserved, in my honest opinion, mate.